A lot of the canals winding their way through the valley are not exactly what you would call friendly places.
Most people think of the Grand Canal as a place where you get water, but other than that, they sort of turn their backs on it. It's kind of become an eyesore.
Kerry Wilcoxon is the head of the Neighborhood Traffic Safety Group for the City of Phoenix and an engineer with the city.
You can see mattresses and shopping carts and a lot of refuse from the neighborhoods around it dumped along the side of it.
Bud Wilcoxon hopes all of that is going to change soon. He's helping to implement the city's Grand Canalscape plan, which will create a nearly 12-mile trail system along the Grand Canal from the I-17 to the Phoenix-Tempe border. And ultimately, the plan will create a continuous trail all the way from Glendale to Tempe. And the show's Lauren Gilger went out to the canal with Wilcoxon to find out more about what's coming. And Lauren, I know this plan's been in the works for quite some time. It sounds like they're finally going to get this underway.
They are. They're working on it. The city is holding a public meeting next month to update people on the design plans, get some public feedback, and lay out their timeline for the project. So they're set to begin construction on phase one of the project next spring, which covers the canal from about 15th Avenue to 16th Street in Uptown Phoenix. And then by next winter, they say they'll start construction on the rest of it, on the west end and the east end of it.
And how did all this get started?
Well, like you said, the idea of reinventing the canals in the valley has been around for a really long time. Then, a few years ago, Arizona Forward, a business-based environmental public interest group here, started working with four schools built around the canal in Central Phoenix, Central High School, Xavier, Brophy College Prep, and St. Francis. And with the help of some of their students, they came up with a plan to revitalize the canal that separates their campuses. The city liked the idea, they tracked down some funding, and eventually, this larger plan to revitalize much more of the canal was born. I also talked to the president of Arizona Forward, Diane Brossart, about this, and she says they think of revitalizing the canalscape as placemaking.
We are looking at the whole idea of canalscape as a regional initiative because we have more canals in the valley than Venice and Amsterdam combined. And traditionally, we've turned our back to the canals and treated them like alleyways. And so this idea embraces the canals as placemakers and gathering spaces and for recreation and activity and connecting cities and people.
And she says the project may take a long time to put into place, but it could be an iconic landmark for the valley to attract people and businesses and even commuters throughout the city.
So what is this expected to look like?
So I went for a little walk along the canal with Kerry Wilcoxon from the City of Phoenix. We started near the original area across the street from Central High School on 7th Street, and he showed me what it's going to look like in the near future.
Right now we're walking along compressed dirt. This will all be shaved back, and they're going to be putting in a 10 to 12 foot wide pathway. And at various points along the canal, especially in this area, we'll connect to neighborhood streets.
So this is really going to kind of revolutionize this place. Is that the idea?
That's the idea. We're hoping that it revolutionizes not only the place, this particular canal, but how we think about the canals and the spaces that they represent. And we think this project will really highlight that.
Tell me a little bit about some of the issues the city encountered when you're sort of redoing this and kind of attempting a whole new project.
Sure. Well, this is the Grand Canal. It's one of the older canals in town. And as a result, a lot of the city has built up around it. And even though there are standards on how you build canals and how much room you need, how much space you need, a lot of that wasn't as necessarily well adhered to, or maybe didn't even exist when the city was growing. So some of the most daunting problems have been where the canals cross the streets. We try and space our traffic signals every half mile or so, and a lot of our crossing points are 300-400 feet away from an existing signal. We have problems with a lot of the vertical clearance, which means that a lot of the lights that we're going to be putting up we have to be creative about how we light the canal trail.
So tell me, when this is kind of finished and done and people start to use it, what do you want people to get out of this?
Well, what I want, a couple of things. First of all, I want more people to be using things other than cars. I'm really hoping that more businesses see the people on this trail as an opportunity. And then I'm also hoping that the neighborhoods begin seeing the canals as more of an asset rather than a liability. We're expecting crime to drop. We're expecting the canals to physically look better. And we're expecting people to sort of start opening up their yards and opening up their places of business to the canal possibilities.
And Wilcoxon told me because of all of these unanticipated challenges they encountered in planning this, the cost of the project is now up to $22 million. It's being funded by the city Salt River Project and a $10 million grant from the federal government.
And as a kid who grew up near the canal, I'm glad to hear it's finally getting off the ground. And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks, Steve.